Chapter 3. You need a solid foundation. Success has a foundation. Down below the surface of any success, great or small, are things you don't see. They're invisible, but they're real and they support the success that is up on top. Without them, success would be impossible and it would not last. Sure, you can have a one-story shack right on the ground, but if you're building anything bigger that you want to last longer than a few weeks, you need a deep foundation. The massive skyscrapers you see in big cities that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars have foundations so deep that it boggles the mind. Thankfully, with the right foundation, you can build anything. Here are three foundations that you can build any success upon. Foundation number one, be coachable. Sadly, most people are willing to learn as long as they're comfortable with what they're being taught. If it rubs them the wrong way, they aren't very coachable. But if it rubs you the wrong way, then most likely it was meant for you. Comfort zones are meant to keep us safe. Sameness is security. But nothing grows in a comfort zone. Everything you want is outside of your comfort zone. That means your big goals and dreams are only going to be realized after you leave your current comfort zone. And most likely, the next comfort zone after that as well. Embrace change. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You must think differently and do something differently if you want to go to a place that you've never been to before. I've had highly educated people with multiple degrees ask me to coach and mentor them. There are usually these two very different scenarios with such people. A, they use their education as their filter. For example, I had a doctor who rejected everything I said. It felt foreign, uncomfortable, and was not what he was taught in college. B, they are smart enough to know they don't know. Another doctor admitted that he went to school to be a doctor, not an entrepreneur or a marketer. He acknowledged the different model, mindset, and skill set. "Tell me what to do and I'll do it," was his reply. Of these two scenarios, guess who will get the best results? Clearly, the person who is coachable is the person who is going to be most successful. Guess who will make the most money? Of course, it's always the coachable person. Most of the time, non-coachable people have a big ego. But here's something to remember. Big egos equal small pockets. Thankfully, the reverse holds true. Say no to a big ego. Accept that you don't know everything. Be coachable. That's where the big money is. Foundation number two, be willing to put in the work. If you plant a garden today, you don't expect to harvest tomorrow. That's ridiculous. Who in their right mind would do that? But we do that all the time with business. I've seen many people start with a new business venture and fully expect to be immediately successful. Don't get me wrong, expecting success is good and shows a positive mental outlook, but building a successful business takes time and effort. If you're an entrepreneur, you know that. You know that no harvest comes in the same season that you plant it, and you're okay with that fact. Success is a process and it takes time. There is a marked difference between being an entrepreneur and being an employee. Employees exchange time for money. They put in the time and they get paid for the hours they work. Some prefer this model and that is great for them. Entrepreneurs put in the work in the beginning with very little results. Eventually, those efforts compound so they're getting paid for more than they're doing. In a microwave society that wants everything now, it is so easy to think that success works the same way, but it doesn't. You have to put in the work, be consistent, and continually look to improve. You have to force yourself to focus on the right things, the HPAs, the high payoff activities, and PPAs, profit-producing activities, and not only the results. Often this comes in the form of a side gig, where someone works a job or a career full-time and builds a business on the side. It's like the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, "I'm working full-time on my job and part-time on my fortune." It's not how much you do, but the effectiveness of what you do. Remember, being busy does not necessarily mean you are being productive. It's all about being effective. Do more in the time you spend, even if it's only a couple of hours. With technology, you can reach more people in a few days than was possible in several months back in the old days. With technology now, we can build a business right from our smartphone, iPad, or laptop. We can build a global business and make a worldwide impact. The opportunity is greater than ever. Being an entrepreneur means, number one, in the beginning, most likely you're going to work a lot harder than you're getting paid. Remember, you aren't an employee. You're a business owner. There is a difference. Number two, by doing the right things consistently, getting a little better every day, seeking advice and guidance from others who have what you want, and putting in the work, you begin to see the tide change. Number three, the goal is to eventually get paid more than you work. People begin to ask, how did you become an overnight success? Of course, they can't see all the hard work behind the scenes and the sacrifices you made along the way. Foundation number three, stay hungry. How do you keep going when you feel defeated, burned out, unmotivated, and discouraged? The answer, stay hungry. Hunger gives you clarity. You know your why for building your business. Hunger makes you strong. You have to be stronger than your excuses. Hunger gives you stamina, so you stay strong enough, long enough, to battle through the challenges and create the life you want and deserve. If you think making money is your number one goal for building your business, when things get tough, and they will, you will quit. Money is not a strong enough motivator. You have to add emotional attachments to your money goals. Many people candy coat the truth. They want to live life on their own terms and want to design a life that they love, but it's not all sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. In the real world, success is a fight. Is it worth it? Abso-freaking-lutely. I heard John Addison, former co-CEO of Primerica, say, "We are designed for success, but programmed for failure." It's true. The world is constantly telling us more about our limitations than our possibilities. I personally believe we are made in God's image and have greatness inside of us. We haven't even tapped into a very small percentage of our full potential. Staying hungry will help get you there. Big egos equal small pockets.